Hey y'all, this is actually my very first recording, so thank you for being here, joining me on this podcast today. We are calling this podcast Cool Nerds, and if you know me, Rachel Jones, I like to talk about everything from family to kids to marriage to education to whatever might be going on in the world, to healing, to having a healthy mindset and building healthy relationships. That's all the kind of stuff that I'm always on. So some of the conversation might get negative because everything around us going on ain't positive, but we will try our best to help you seek the truth. So thank you for being with us today. Our first topic, I'm just gonna jump in here myself. I really just want to introduce myself. My name is Rachel Jones. I am a lot of things. It's hard to simplify stuff into this little 2-minute elevator, a conversation they want people to be able to have with people to sell themselves. So for me, podcasting may be a better avenue. So yeah, I am an educator. I have been an educator all of my life, actually. Even when I was young, I always worked with young people. I was in organizations such as Bridge Builders, which is like a local leadership development organization. I always had hands-on opportunities with young people. I taught Bible study, I babysat, I sang to them. I just did everything I could because I just always had a connection with younger people. I hated school myself when I was growing up. I really hated school. I was real smart. I read a lot of books. My mom taught me how to read at a really young age. But I had a brother who was really, really creative. He would win poetry contests and dance contest and always in theater, and all of his pieces were always around black folks. And so I would always read his books, and so from a very early age I was very interested in the history of black people. I didn't just stop with slavery or Martin Luther King, I ain't done that since I was a little kid. So just growing up and going to school, I was like, this ain't what, they ain't teaching us the whole picture. They telling us bits and pieces, and I didn't want to hear that. So, y'all, I would skip school to go to the library and find books that suited me in the way that I wanted to learn. So, I didn't like school, but I loved to learn. So, as I got older, I didn't know what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a teacher my whole life, really. But when I got to college, of course, a lot of that changed, and just the path of becoming a teacher was a little more than I was cared about, because I didn't even care about school then. And by then I had kids of my own, so I really didn't care about school. I thought what a lot of people thought, go get a degree so I can make this money so I could raise my kids. But eventually I had to sit down, got pregnant with my last son, and ended up becoming a substitute teacher, and really loved being around the young people. And from there, I did get back in college and got on the path to becoming a high school teacher. So I taught high school in Memphis, Tennessee for some years. And I really loved the kids, as always. I never had a problem with the kids, even the wildest, craziest, crunkest kids. Them was my favorites. I hope I got some former students listening. Shout out to all of y'all. I remember, you know, just really being able to just be myself. And I love that about my job. Like, I didn't have to put on. I could just be myself, and it was still a blessing to the young people. So that was pretty cool. But over time, I began to see what the system was doing. And to be sure that I was looking at what I was looking at, I actually quit teaching. And by then, I had a master's degree. I've been teaching for about 7 years. So I had a master's degree. And I quit teaching to become a substitute teacher so that I would have access to all the schools, and I could go into what they call the good schools, the bad schools, whatever, just to make sure that what I saw, what I thought I was seeing it across the board. And I did. I really did. Even kids who thought they were smart or thought they wasn't getting none of what they needed to really live life for real. And then because it was just so many behavior problems and just so many kids all in the same classrooms and teachers who scared of kids, you just end up getting a lot of confusion, but not a lot of education, not a lot of opportunity to develop your individual self. So anyway, my own children were in school at that time, and my kids had actually been begging me, asking me their whole life to homeschool them, because I had always taught them at home and they didn't really like school. They was making good grades or whatever, but that school wasn't really their thing. They preferred to learn the way that I was teaching them. I just didn't know that there was a way to make money by doing it. But by the time I just got so sick and tired of the system that I knew I couldn't go back, I pulled out, really thought I was going to be driving trucks and taking my kids across the United States with me. But anyway, I pulled out of the public school and went and had a talk with my godmother, who is one of my mentors. You'll learn a lot about my family and all the people who pour into me a little later on if you stick with the podcast. But anyway, I went over her house and she was listening to me rant and vent. And then at the end of it all, she's like, well, baby, I got to get back to, you know, grading these papers. And I'm like, who you grading papers for? And she said she had been tutoring a homeschool student. And I said, wait a minute, what? And in that moment is when I learned that basically homeschooled students could, families could pay whoever they want to tutor their children. And from that point forward, I wrote a letter to my parents that I knew who were tired of their children being stuck in this cycle too, and asked them what they thought about, you know, pulling their kids out of school and letting me be the teacher, letting me be their teacher. And I had support from the jump. So it's been a beautiful journey. It has been a hard journey. I have been doing this for 8 years now. I named the school after, I always wanted to name a school after Anna Julia Cooper, after I learned who she was when I was in college. And I have been studying Black history my whole life, Black identity, Black culture my whole life, but I had not heard of Anna Julia Cooper until I got to college, and I was determined that if I ever had a school, I would name it after her. So y'all go look her up. She's super dope. But we shortened Anna Julia Cooper Educational Services to the Cool Nerd. So that even came about because I had a student when I was teaching at Southwind High School in Memphis, Tennessee. I had a little student named Wayne Nash. Wayne was cool as a fan. He was real, real smart, very handsome, well-dressed young man. He was very focused. And I used to ask him, you know, how do you stay so focused? You got the ladies after you, but every time I turn around, you always at the top of some list doing some amazing things. And he just kind of coolly said, I'm a cool nerd. And that just always stuck with me. So I had intended on raising my sons to be the same way, taking some of those qualities that I saw in him. And but also, you know, when I started the school, it just became a natural transition. A natural part of our program. So shout out to Wayne Nash, who is still doing amazing things. He's still the coolest nerd I know. But yeah, it's been a powerful journey. It's definitely been a lot of ups and downs. I've had some amazing teachers come through. I've had some amazing families come through. I've had some very trying moments where I have had to stand really, really firm on who I am and what I believe in, because of course, as a private school owner, you know, you kind of under a little bit more scrutiny than you would be in the classroom. And so, for instance, we are a Afrocentric and Christ-centered school, and I've had young Black kids who could read well, count well, you know, saying things in class like, I don't like my dark skin, I don't like my big lips. And so I'd have them memorize speeches by Malcolm X so that they could hear themselves saying, who taught you to hate your nose? Who taught you to hate your lips? And then their parents, they would go home, and I'm thinking the parents would be proud, and they would go home and the parents would go, well, stop listening to her because I thought she was a Christian, but she really a Muslim. It has been a very, very, very strange, in a lot of ways, journey, because I do understand that breaking the oppression of miseducation is a real job. It's a real job. It's a real job that the enemy has done to the minds of our people. And when you look around at our people, you should know that everything that you are looking at, especially all the negative stuff, has been done very intentionally to keep us from shining. And so part of what I want to do with this podcast, again, is help to continue to have the conversations that unveil the truth, that unveil what we need to see as a people, what we even need to deal with ourselves. Damn what the white man is doing and what these systems is doing. What we need to deal with ourselves so that we can come to the knowledge of the truth of who we are, so that we can begin to operate in that, so that we can begin to thwart the plans of the enemy in that, so that we can begin to break the strongholds that are attached to our bloodline, that would include our children and our grandchildren, so that our bloodlines can thrive. Okay, so I hope you stick with me. This is gonna be, I hope, a fun journey. I have some interesting guests. laid out for you, and I look forward to hearing from you all to hear what you'd like to, you know, for us to discuss. I want to have some young people on here so y'all can hear from their perspective, so you're not always hearing from me. If you follow my social media, you may notice that I don't post a lot of young people. A lot of it is for privacy reasons, and that's the best I could tell you on that. But I do know it's important for you to hear their voice. So if you ever, you know, see us inviting you out to stuff, that's going to be your opportunity to truly hear from the seeds, from the people who we planted seeds in, from the families that we planted seeds in, from the tribe that we continue to work with, that support us on a regular basis as we keep doing this work. And like I said, it has been difficult. It's been very difficult, actually. I'm an entrepreneur. There are times when I go out and get a job, but look, y'all, I sell herbs. I will babysit. I sing on the weekends. I will bake peach cobblers. I do all kinds of stuff just to make sure that we can continue this work. My husband is very supportive of everything that we do. He works so that I can continue this work. But it actually wasn't until we got this building that I took out my first loan for the business. And so when we say we get it out the mud, we literally have gotten it out the mud. And we are going to continue to do this until we just can't do it no more. So if you want to join us on that journey, if you want to donate to this journey, be sure you cash out Cool Nerds. Go check out our website, www.thecoolnerds.org. Where you'll see our teachers, you'll see our some pictures of our students, you'll see catch a glimpse of some of the work that we've done. But if you're interested in homeschooling, period, there's a free guide there that will help you understand what homeschooling for us looks like, because it don't look like pulling your kids out of public school and making your home public school. Pulling them out of public school and putting them online, it doesn't look like creating more frustration for yourself. It is a process of becoming free. And what I have learned in this process is that most of us ain't free. We think we free and we ain't free at all. We're very tied into all of these systems, and it's keeping us distracted from the real work of raising our children, from looking at our children, spending that time. Money is one thing, but time is a whole nother ballgame, and it goes really, really, really deep. And it can go very, very far. And so it's more valuable than money, that time, that care, that attention. And that's what homeschooling is supposed to do. It is designed to build up the home and then the family and then the community, eventually the city, the state, the world, the nation, and then the world, right? So that's our job. A little bit goes a long way, and we want to show you how to do it. So that's why we like to talk about everything is included in homeschooling. That's going to be money. That's going to be the music you're listening to. That's going to be your hobbies and your habits on the side. All of that's a part of what's happening inside of your family. All that's a reason. All that is feeding into what's happening to your children. And so we want to help deal. You know, we want to at least look at all of that. We ain't no sweep shit under the rug type of people. So I cuss a little bit. I love God with all my heart, and I try to live it out. I try not to be a nothing but an example. So that don't mean I'm perfect, but you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I invite you on this journey to go with us, and I hope to hear from you soon. If y'all have any questions, if you want to reach out, please feel free to shoot an email to info@thecoolnerds.org. And like I said, visit our website, and I love to hear from you soon. Peace out.